Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed, the top line of Daf Lamed and Aleph, and the Mishnah Daf Chav Tesem Beis is talking about various items that were lost and what the dinim are. And the Mishnah stated, Matzik Sus, if someone finds a beged or a piece of clothing and there is a simon and therefore he has to return it, the Mishnah taught us, Menara Echad L'Shleishim Yoyim, you should shake it out once every 30 days, and V'Shayt Chalitzarcha, and you should spread out the cloth for its own benefit, Avaloy L'Chvaydai, but you shouldn't spread it out in order to get your own covered and to have your own honor. And Rashi explains, you should shake it out and you should spread it out in order that it should air out, that shouldn't get ruined, and moths shouldn't eat it. And our Gemara begins, we had the following shayla, what is the din if the person that found this item wants to spread out this beged for its own purposes as well as for his own covet? And Taiz points out that the Gemara's shayla is, the Gemara's question is only in spreading out a cloth, and anything that's similar to Uksus, and the reason is the Shemin Yanichena Shtucha Yoysa Mechle Tzarcha Achi Eskalkal, as we're concerned that maybe since you're doing it for your own Tzarech and for your own Kovid, that you may leave the Uksus out more than the period of time that needs to air out, and ultimately that will cause the Beged to be ruined. And Taisus further points out that even though in the Reish of the Mishnah, Benegei Svarim, the Mishnah taught us the Kuriben that you could read in the Svarim, Afagav the Tzarchayu, even though that is for his personal need, Kamei Tzarcha, and we allow him to do so at the time that is also for the safer's tzarech and for the safer's benefit. And Taisus explains, V'loi gazrina and the lek lemecha shlamidi, as over there we don't make the gzira, as there's no chash, kiven shekavalo yizman echad shleishim yayim, ay echad yud beis chedesh, v'lo yilmai by betchila, gam lo yikra v'yishana. As since the Orlacha already tells us how long he's allowed to keep it open, the Braisa discussed three shitas, the shita of the Tanakama, that you should open up a safer once every 12 months, the shita of Sumchas, that by a chodosh, by a new safer shleishim yayim, and by an old safer 12 months, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov held that it doesn't make a difference if the sefer was new or if it was old. They always have to take out the sefer once every 30 days, and you have to roll it from the start to the finish in order to air it out. And the Gemara also brought other takanas that you can't learn new things out of the sefer, and you can't chazer from the sefer, and you can't read Targum, etc. And therefore, we didn't have to make such a gzera. And therefore, Taisus points out that that's why our Gemara only asked this question, L'tzor Choy, L'tzor Chomai, on the second case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah is discussing the case of Begadim, and it states, the Gemara continues and tries to bring a raya from a Mishnah, as Toshma, we learned in the Mishnah, that you spread it out for its needs, and it's mashma l'tzarcha in, it's only for its needs, one would not be able to spread out the beged if he's spreading out the beged for its own benefit, but he's also going to have benefit, and it will be for his covet as well. But the Gemara says, that's not a raya, as Emu Sefer, let us see the next part of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah states, and therefore it's mashma l'chvaydu, that the only time they can't spread out a beged is only if it's exclusively for your covid, but if you're spreading it out for the beged's benefit as well as for your own covid, then that would be fine. Gemara therefore says, that in the Chanami from our Mishnah, we can't bring a raya to either tzad. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring a raya from a braisa, as the braisa states, if someone finds an aveda and it's a beged, then you can't spread it out on a bed, and you can't spread it out on a peg if you're doing so for your own covered and for your own needs, but you can spread it out on a bed or on a peg if it's for the beggar's benefit and for the beggar's needs. And we explain mogud, as Rashi says over here, kabilo belaz, and the lazi Rashi says, pirish yeted, that's referring to a peg, based on Rashi and Masechtas Erevin, and the Aruch says, that it was a special board that they would use to spread clothing on when they were laundering clothing, or some say it's from a Lashon of Guda, and it's referring to a wall. And the Braisa continues, if a person has guests, you can't spread this cloth, not on a bed, and not on this peg. And at that point, it doesn't make a difference, if it would be for its benefit or for the person's benefit, either way, you're not allowed to do so. And Rashi says, at this point, the Gemara thinks, that the reason why you can't spread it out by Orchim is even in a case where you have to spread it out in order to air it out, and it's for the benefit of the clothing. However, lemaisa, they will also be covered for the person, and therefore it's a case where you're spreading it out for tzarchoy and tzarcha. L'chay, we should be able to bring a raya that you can't spread out clothing if you're going to do so l'tzarcha or l'tzarchoy. And the Gemara answers, shani hasam, that's very different in a case where there are guests. The mikla kali law, as we consider as if the person that found this aveda is burning the beged and destroying the beged, and the reason is, either be caused by placing it in front of men many people and they'll be jealous, therefore they'll cause an ayin hara, and that will cause damage to the beged, imashum ganvi, or because orchim will see it, they'll be jealous and they'll want to steal it. And that is why, even if you're going to go and spread out the beged for the beged's own benefit, and the shoyim aveda would not have any benefit, he would not be able to spread it out, because lemaisa, that will cause damage to the beged because of ayin hara, or because ganavim will steal it. We still don't have a raya what the din would be if there's a case where it's letzarcha, ulitzarcha, in a case where it would not cause any damage to the beged. The Gemara continues, Tashma, and the Gemara will bring a raya from a braisa. In Rashi, we learn that this braisa is talking about a case of egla rufa, and Taisis din diba maschal in chlisla revacha vidasha says, b'taisefta de paraton lo gabi paraduma, that this is a taisefta that's speaking about the case of paraduma. And we will learn asugya, like Rashi, that the braisa is referring to a case of egla rufa, and the pasuk in Pashat Kisese regarding egla rufa states, v'hoya ira kreve lachal, v'lachu zikna ira hi eglas baka, shaloi ubad ba, shaloi mashcha ba'oil. And let's keep in mind that the word ubad is written ayin beis dalid, so the kri is as if it says ayin vav beis dalid, and the ksiv is ayin beis dalid, which sounds like shaloi ubad ba. And the ratio of the braisa states, echnisla revaka v'dasha kshira, that if Reuven has a bunch of different calves, and he puts a bunch of them together in a yoke, and as Rashi says, shemidapkin sholosh behemos ha'abav b'tzavrein, that you attach three or four behemos by the neck, zu etzel zu, one next to the other, v'dasha madisha, and then they go and thresh. And Reuven placed a calf in this yoke, and he placed it next to his mother, and his intent was that this young calf should nurse from its mother, and his intent was not that the actual calf should go and thresh. L'maisa, the Braisa tells us that if you want to use this calf as the egla rufa, you can do so. And as Rashi says, k'sheira hoyel v'lein iskavin shetidosh, that this parah is still kasha, since your kavana and your intent was not that this parah should go and thresh. However, the Braisa continues, b'shvil shetinek v'tidosh psula, if your intent was that it should nurse from its mother, and it should also go and thresh together with this group of animals, then it would be puzzle. Then, since your intent was that it should go and thresh, then that animal is puzzle and can no longer be used as an egla rufa. The Gemara continues and tries to bring this as a raya to a shayla of letzarchay uletzarchamai, and the Gemara states, that over here, the reason why it was attached to the mother was for its own benefit, as you wanted to nurse from the mother, and it was also attached in order to thresh, and the Ketani Psula, and the Braisa still says that this animal would be puzzle, and therefore, regarding Ashayla, we should also paskin that you can't take a beged and spread it out in order to tear it out, even though it's for its benefit, as long as you're going to do it for your benefit as well, and that would be usher. Here, at this point of the Gemara, we have to say that the Gemara thought that when the Braisa states, Bishvil Shatina Vatidash, that's Psula, it's only a Dindra Bonon, therefore, you could actually compare this case to the case of our Mishnah. However, the Gemara answers, Shani Hasim, the Amakra, Ashalu Ubad Ba, Mikal Mokim. The reason why we passel on Egla Rufa is based on Xer Sakasov, and it's based on an actual pasuk that states that you're not allowed to work with an Egla Rufa. And since the pasuk says, Ashalu Ubad Ba, therefore, we learn that as long as you work with this animal, then it becomes puzzel for the Egla Rufa. And the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if it's true that as long as you did any work with this Egla Rufa, then it becomes puzzle. So I feel a ration ami, even the ration where you didn't have intent that it should actually thresh, but you only had intent that it should nurse from the mother, but the maisa, since it actually went and it threshed, so the chayra did work, and therefore it should also be puzzle. And why do ration say that it's kasha? And the Gemara answers and makes a chiluk between the ration and the seifa, as holy damya ella hadetnan, that is similar to the mishnah that we have in Masechtas Para, but the geyadina paraduma. And once again, we know that a paraduma cannot do work, and if it does work, then it can't be used for the paraduma. And the Mishnah states, Shachan la oif kshira, if a bird lands on a paraduma, it is still kasha, as even though it did work, because the oif is sitting on its back and it's holding the oif, and therefore that's considered the type of work. However, certainly the owner of the paraduma was not nichalei, and therefore it's still going to be kasha. However, ola la zacha psula, if a bull comes and has relations with this para, then it would be puzzle. Certainly the owner was nichalei, and therefore it's considered that it did work, and therefore it becomes puzzle, and this para cannot be used for the paraduma. The Gemara continues, my taima, and what is the difference between the ratio of the Mishnah in Masechtas Para, where it said Shachan la if kshira, and the Sefer of the Mishnah that said Ola la zacha psula, if lemais in both cases the animal did work? And the Gemara explains, Kirab Papa, that the chilk is like Rapapa taught us, the Amrab Papa, as Rapapa says, Ik siv ubad bikrinan ubad, if the pasuk bin Geya Eglarufa would have said a lashon ubad, and it would have spelled it as ayin vav beis dalid, and the kri and the ksiv both would be ubad, so hav mina filu mela, then certainly we would say that even if this work happens memela, and even though the owner is not nichalei, this animal would be puzzle for the egla rufa, as lemaisa the pasuk would say ashalei ubad bar, which means that work was not done with this animal. And ultimately, since work was done with this animal, even if the bailin were not nichalei, Nachle, it's still considered work, and therefore the Egla Rufa, as well as the Paraduma, would be possible. Papa continues, V'iksiv Avad, V'karinon Avad, Havamina Ad Avabayu, and certainly if the Pasuk would say, Ashaloi Avaba, and it would actually be read, Ashaloi Avaba, Ayin Beis Dalid, then of course the Pasuk would be teaching us that the only way that this animal becomes possible for the Egla Rufa is if the owner himself did work with this eagle, and as long as the owner himself did not do work with the eagle directly, then the eagle would still be kosher for the Egla Rufa. Now Papa says, Hashad Chsiv Ovad Bekarinan Ubad, by the fact that the Chsiv is Ayin Beis Dalid, and we read it as Ubad, Be'inan Ubad Dumir De Ovad, therefore we have to have that when work is performed, it has to be similar to a case where the owner worked with the animal, and Ma Ovad Denichle, Af Ubad Denichle, and therefore we learn that just like when a person does work with an animal, he does it intentionally, he is Nichle, that he's doing this work, therefore the Torah is teaching us that the Egla Rufa is possible if any work is done with the Paraduma, where the owner would be Nichle and be happy that this work was done. And that is Pshat in the Resha of the Mishnah Masechtas Parah, where the Resha stated, Shachal Ha'oif is Kshira, that's because the owner is not Nichle, that Ha'oif should go and sit on this animal, as certainly he's not benefiting from that. And the Sefer would state it, Ola Ola Zacha, where the owner will definitely have benefit and is Nichle, therefore it would be considered that work was done with this animal, and even though the owner himself didn't do this work, but the Maisa is possible because work was done with the animal and the owner was Nicha. Since this din by Egla Rufa and Paraduma is based on Xeris HaKosev, therefore you can't bring a raya from that din to the Shaila that we had of Lutzarcha Lutzarcha, which potentially would only be a Takon Drabanon. Taisis mentioned at the top of the Amid in Diba Maskel Lutzarcha Lutzarcha Mai that Dafka Bishituach Kasuspin Boile, Vichol the Domele, the Shemi, Anichena Shtucha, Yosem Ichle Tzarcha, Achi is Kalkel. And keep in mind that although the Mishnah that we spoke about of Shachal Ha'if Kshira and Olala Zacha Psula is relevant to Paraduma, well, the Maiser of Papa's Raya was from words that states Benegia the Egla Rufa, as the Pasuk states, Ashaloi Ububa by the Egla Rufa, and I entice the Maskel Af Uba Denichle, Vim Taimu Paraduma, Menolan Bin Nichle, as how do we know Benegia Paraduma that you need to have Nichle? Taisis points out the Bishlam, according to the Mandam and Mesech the Saita, and learns the Dinim of Paraduma from the Dinim of Egla Rufa, then of course it makes a lot of sense. However, according to the Mandam, that it does not have that Xer Shava, then Lachir, what is the Lima Benegia Paraduma? How do we know that you need Avoided the Nichle Benegia Paraduma? And Taisis says, Vishlema, the Kivin Shavim Psul Oil Vavoides, Gamla in the Nichle Yeshla Shvason, as since we see so many similarities between a Paraduma and Egla Rufa, therefore Benegia is Din of Nichle, it must be that the same Din applies. As Lamaisa, we see the definition of Avoided Benegia Egla Rufa is Nichle, and therefore the definition of Avoided Benegia Para must be the same that's Nichle. And I and Taisis also asked in Taima, Va'ola La Zacha, my Psula, why is it that if a male has a relationship with his para that's possible from Paraduma, if Lachir Vada Le Nichle Lahafsil Para should marry a Karim Bishvil Davimuat, and certainly the owner of this para would not want it to become possible from Paraduma based on a small act and potentially having another child, and certainly the greatest value of this Paraduma is as a Paraduma. And Taisa says, V'yishleima Dim Hoysek Shira, Have Nichle Vilkach in Lahachshir, as since if it would be Kasha, then the owner would be Nichle that this Paraduma would have a child, therefore it is considered possible. And Taisa continues in the Esfim Taimich Nisla Ravaka Vidasha and Mike Shira, why should it be kosher if you put it into a yoke and ultimately it threshed? Maishtame Olala Zachar Psula, as Lamaisa the owner is still Nichle, and therefore it should be possible. Vishlame the Hustle Nichle, but Shasa Shein Mavich Kalkaf, as in that case, certainly is not going to be such a major gain by it going and threshing some Tvua, and therefore certainly he's not Nicha. The Blav Hochi Nijashis Tvua, as even without this young calf, the Tvua would have been threshed by the rest of the animals that were in the same yoke. And Ayin and Taisis Dino Maschel Af Uba Nichle, where Taisis points out other dinim that are relevant to the dinim of Paraduma, Ayin Sham. And let's keep in mind that this same idea that we mentioned B'degei the word of Ashalei Uba Ba, we also mentioned B'degei Din of Paris that become Hoshel Kabal Tumor through Yad Shachadam, as the Pasuk says, Kiyutan. We also made a similar limud that Kiyutan Dumya Dechiyitain. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Klei Chesev Uchlei Nechoshes, if someone found silver or copper kelim, Mishtamsh Ben Litzarchon, then since you bury them in order to protect them and make sure no one steals them, therefore you have to take them out every once in a while in order to use them and make sure that they don't get ruined and they don't rust. Avaloy l'shtachon, but you can't use them so much that you'll wear out these kelim. The Gemara begins and brings a brisa. Tanur Rabbanu, we learned to the brisa. Amaytze kli eitz, if someone finds a wooden kelim, mishtamish ben b'shvil shlo yikvu, you should use them in order that they don't rot. And the brisa continues, klein nechoshes, if someone found copper kelim, mishtamish ben mechamin, then he can use that keli for hot water, and certainly he could use it for cold water. However, he can't put it directly on a fire because of the wound of keli klei chesev. However, if someone finds a silver cup mishtamish ben betzayin avalei mechamim p'nei shemashchiran, then you could use it only for cold liquids or cold water, but not with hot water, because it'll make it dark and it'll ruin the kli. The brayse continues magreifus v'kadumais. If someone finds shovels or axes mishtamish ben berach avalei bekasha, you could use them for soft items, but you can't use them for hard items p'nei shemafchisan, because it'll ruin the shovels and these axes. And the brayse continues klei zav klei zechuchis. If it found gold or glass kelim lo yigaben ad shiavi elio, they shouldn't touch them until elio comes, as there's no reason to go and use kelim azav, because they won't get ruined. If you will use glass kelim, there is a potential that you'll break them, and therefore you shouldn't use them ad shiavi elio. Brayse finally says kederach she'amru ba'aveda kach amru b'pekadin, that just like we said this din b'negei aveda, therefore the same din will apply b'negei pekadin. And the gemara asks pekadin ma'avidte gabei the lachira, since there's an owner that owns this pekadin, therefore that owner should always come in order to take care of his pekadin, and it shouldn't be the job of the shomer to go and take care of these items. And generally we say that a shomer should just leave the item alone and not use it at all. And the Gemara answers, the Brises talk about a specific case where the owner of this pekadin went overseas, and the person that took the pekadin understood that it's going to be a job to take care of it in a proper fashion, and therefore the Brises tells us the proper way to take care of different kelim. Rashi explains, these shovels were made to take the ashes out of an oven or to separate figs that were attached and stuck to each other. The Gemara continues and quotes from the last din of the Mishnah, Daf Chof Tesem Beis, and the Mishnah stated, that if you find something and you're a person that's a zokh ve'in l'chvi'chvaydai, and you wouldn't go and generally pick up the item even if it was yours, then the mitzvah of Hashav Zaveda does not apply to you, and you don't have a chiv to pick up the item. And the Gemara asks, Minar Emili, how do we know that we make such a distinction? The Gemara will discuss the three psukim in Pashuk Kiseitze regarding Hashav Zaveda, and the last pasuk, the pasuk states, Leisuch L'Salim, that is an Issa to turn away and not pick up someone else's Zaveda. In the first pasuk of Perek Chaf Beis, the pasuk says, Leisira Sharachicha Eseyoi Nidachim V'Salamtimem Hashav Teshivim L'Achicha. Our Gemara begins the Tanur Rabbanan, as we learned to the Braisa, that since the pasuk already says, Leisuch L'Salim, why does the pasuk say, V'Salamta? And even though, of course, when you read the pasuk, Leisira Sharachicha Eseyoi Nidachim V'Salamtimem, it's telling you shouldn't do that, but the Maisa, it sounds like Pa'am Shatim Salim and Pa'am Shiatim Salim, although at most times you can't hide and you have to pick up an Aveda, but there are times where someone could hide and not pick up an Aveda. And the Gemara explains how Ketzad, and what are the cases, how you claim who Beis HaKvaris, if the person that finds an Aveda is a Kohen, but the Aveda isn't a Beis HaKvaris, and of course it's also for a Kohen to go in a Beis HaKvaris, therefore the Kohen would not have the mitzvah Hashem HaZveda, or in a case where the person was a Talmud Chacham and it's not Lefi Chvaydai to pick it up, or the amount of money that he would make doing his own job would be so much money that it's not worth his time to go and pick up the Aveda, as his time is worth more than the whole Aveda. And that's why the Pasuk says that in these cases you don't have Chiyav of Hashav Aveda. And the Gemara asked, why do we need this Pasuk? As if it's for the case where the Kohen finds an Aveda and the Aveda is in the basic verse. Pshita, of course, is Pasha that the Kohen has no obligation to pick up the Aveda, as high as say, as although Minagei Hashav Aveda, there's a mitzvah say, as the Pasuk says, Hashav Teshivim, but the Maisa, Bahai Loisa Sei Vasei, the Issa for a Kohen to become Tamei in a basic verse, is a say and a Loisa Sei, as the Pasuk tells us, L'Nefesh Lo Yitamei, and the Pasuk also tells us a say of Kedoshim Yu, and we know V'Loi Asi Asei, V'Dachri Es Loisa Sei Vasei, and therefore the say of Hashav Aveda can't be Deicha, the Loisa Sei and a say of a Kohen being Metamel Amesim, V'Su, and another point is, Loi Dechin Nesura Mekamei Memoina, that although potentially we would say in some cases, but certainly we wouldn't say that say that's relevant to Mammonis would be relevant to knock off an Isser. And the Mepharshim explained, because we find many times in a gay Mammonis that a person could be Meichel, and therefore we can't say that something that is a Bar Mechila could go and knock off something which is impossible to ever get rid of, as there is no way to be Meichel Lulav, and certainly a Kohen always has an Isser of being Metame himself in a basic forest. Therefore, it can't be that we need the Pasuk of Islamtimhem to teach us this din. And Rashi points out the L'chari, why don't we say that B'negei Hashav HaSaveda didn't say and a Lois say, as the Pasuk says, Leisuch L'Salim, therefore it should be equal to the dinim of Tumah by a Kohen, and L'chari, they should knock off each other and they should counterbalance each other. Rashi explained that we never find that a Lois say would have power to knock off another Lois say, and the only thing that we find is that there's a potential for an say which is so strong to knock off the Lois say. The only time that a say has a power to be Deich a Lois say is if that Lois say doesn't have an say together with it, but in our case, since it's a leisa se base, therefore that say can't knock off the leisa se base, and adding a leisa se together with that say doesn't help it at all and doesn't give it more power. Gemara continues, Elish Lemu Mishal Chaveri, if you're going to tell me that we need the Pasuk of Islam Tamam to teach us that a person doesn't have to pick up an Aveda where his wages or his money that he could make is more than the actual value of the Aveda, but L'chair, we wouldn't need the Pasuk of Islam to, as Rabbi Yehuda Rav Nafka, we learn that from the din of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav. Rabbi Yehuda Rav, the Pasuk states in Pashas Re'eh, Efes Ki Oye B'cha Evin, Ki Varech Yivrech Hashem Ba'aretz Asher Hashem Lekecha Neisalcha Nachal Rishta, and we continue on Daf Lamed Beis, Shecha Kedum L'shel Kol Adam, that any time someone has a choice between their own money and someone else's money, then they come first. And as Rashi says, L'savi Asmecha L'dei Anias, that we learn from the Pasuk, that you shouldn't cause yourself to come to Anias or any level of Anias, and therefore, even without the Pasuk of Islamta, we would still know this din, and we don't need the Pasuk of Islamta to teach us this din. Therefore, the Gemara says, El Zakin Ve'in L'fi Chvaydai, it must be that the Pasuk of Islamta is teaching us the din of Zakin Ve'in L'fi Chvaydai. And Ayin and Taisi Dima Maskel, El Zakin Ve'in L'fi Chvaydai, that Taisi asks that L'chair we should learn from the Pasuk L'chaysai, which teaches us that Kavod Abrius and a Mes Mitzvah is Deicha, even the din of Milas Pinoy and Shechitas Pischai. And therefore, why would we need the Pasuk of Islamta to teach us the din of Zakin Ve'in L'fi Chvaydai? And Taisi answers that Kavod Abrius, the Mes Mitzvah, Chav Mitvei, Shemutal B'Bizayin, Pen Yastriach, Ayachlu Klavim. Therefore, we may have thought that even though there's a din L'chaysai, and therefore a Mes Mitzvah is Deicha Milas Pinoy and Shechitas Pischai, however, potentially the Kavod Abrius of a Zakin Ve'in L'fi Chvaydai is not Deicha, the din of Ashavas Aveda. Therefore, the Torah tells us Bisalamta that a Zakin Ve'in L'fi Chvaydai is even Pata from Ashavas Aveda. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabba states that even though a Zakin Ve'in L'fi Chvaydai is Pata from Ashavas Aveda, however, Hekisha Chayiba, if the Zakin Ve'in L'fi Chvaydai goes and hits the animal and causes it to move, then he already obligated himself to continue and to complete the mitzvah Ashavas Aveda. And Rashi says, Hekisha Zeh She'in L'fi Chvaydai and Mekisha Ka Achas L'shiva, that if he inhaled one time in order to return it to owner, Nischayiba L'adura, Hoyl V'Hischel. And the Gemara continues with the story of Abaye HaVyosek HaMeidu Rabba, Chazal Hanach Izeh Kaimu, Shakul Kol V'Shadabu. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba, and he saw these goats that were standing in front of him that were lost, and he took a piece of dirt, and he threw it at them, and this way he hoped that it would walk towards the Bailim on Malay, and Rabba said to them, Echayiv Esbu, Kum Adrinu, that now you chayiv to make sure they go back to the owner, and therefore you must return them to the owner, and you no longer have the ptor of Zakir Ve'in L'fi Chvaydai. The Dvar explains, Zakir Ve'in L'fi Chvaydai, Pirish Rabbeinu, Zakin b'chachmasai ve'in l'fi chvaydai b'pnei chachmasai m'shmu k'fayu teirasai dachila, that this is referring to someone that's specifically a Talmud Chacham, ava zakin o'inich b'da alma lo'y chash ve'in l'fi chvaydai ela o'y tapaba o'yit in demea ayin sham. Some Rishonim learn that even if this zakin is only an older person and l'maisa it's not l'fi chvaydai, then that would also pat them from doing the mitzvah shava savida, and potentially even if it would be a regular person that's also in l'fi chvaydai, then it would be that he wouldn't have to go and return to savida. Prior to continuing, let's just go back for a moment to a Gemara that stated my great physical katuma is Mishtamish ben Barach Avolei Bekasha, and the Shita Mikubetzes brings down from the Talmid Arebeinu Peretz, Ba'imim Mayri Arebeinu Peretz Shichya. And when the Gemara discusses something soft, we are talking about cutting soft branches, and when we're talking about something hard, we're talking about cutting hard branches. However, the Bimidil Achila in Ratz Lema, the Pshita, the Matzi Shabir, Leshtemushe, as certainly even if you have some hard food, you would still allow to use these Kalim, and you could go and cut the food, even if it's hard. And the Gemara continues to discuss the din of Zakir Ve'in L'fi Chvaydai. We had a following shayla, Dakal Hachse B'Sada Ve'in Dakal Hachse Be'er Mao. In a scenario where there is a Zakin, it's normal for him to drive on an animal in a Sada, and as Rashi says, She'in Shem Royim Kolkach Ve'in Abayish, that there aren't many people that would see him, and therefore he's not embarrassed. However, it's not normal for him to drive on a Kamar in the city, as Rashi says, Yubayish Mishkinov, as he will be embarrassed from his neighbors, V'hu Matzah B'Sada, and he found this animal in the Sada, and now he has to bring it into the city to return it. And the Gemara Shaila is, Mao, would he have a chiev to return it, as the mice in the place that he found it is his derech to pick it up. Therefore, we should look at the place that he found it, and he's not considered Zakin Ve'in L'fi Chvaydai in that makim, and therefore he should have a chiev to pick it up. And once he has a chiev to pick it up, then he would have a chiev Ashava, and even though in the city he is a Zakin Ve'in L'fi Chvaydai. And the Gemara explains, Mi Amrina Shava Ma'ali Binam Bekivin Lab Da'aki L'Hachs Be'il Lo'il L'chayiv. Do we say that L'maisa, he doesn't have the ability to go and return it, since he's Zakin Ve'in L'fi Chvaydai in the city, and therefore he should not even be chayiv to pick it up. Or Dilma b'sada mi is who de chayle lemaisa in the sada he is chayiv to pick up the aveda. As in the makom where he found the aveda, he's not considered a zakin ve'in l'fi chvaydai. The kibin de chayle b'sada chayle be'ir. And once he is obligated to pick up this item, as in the sada he because he's not considered a zakon ve'ilin fi chvaydoi, therefore he's now obligated to return it, even though he'll have to come into the city with this animal, and at that moment he is a zakon ve'ilin fi chvaydoi, and the Gemara ends off teiku, and the Gemara is not pesha the shayla, and the Gemara continues that our Mishnah we mentioned matzah sak ikupa v'chol dovish in dakar litol harei zeloyitol. Amar Ravan, Ravan now extends this din and says kol shab shloim machzer, if anything that he would actually personally go and return b'shal chaver nami machzer, then you can't say he has a patur of zakon ve'ilin fi chvaydoi, and he has to return his friend's item as well. And this same din is applied to prika and teina as well. Therefore, the din is that if someone would do prika and teina to his own animal, then he has to do so for his friend's animal as well. And as Rashi brings down, the din of prika is in pashim mishpatim, as the pasuk says, kisira chamar seinacha revis tachas masoy v'chadaltem azov loy azoy tazev yimoy. And the mitzvah and issa of teina is in the pasuk and pasuk kiseita that states leisiras chamar chicha ishoyi neiflum baderach v'salamtem hem hakim takim imoy. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbeisi have a kazzub urcha. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbeisi was traveling pogabei ahu gavra, and a person met him and have a dori pascha de ufei, and this person was carrying a bundle of wood, or as Rabbeinu Chananel says, he was holding a bundle of shoots of a palm tree. The Gemara tells us hasvinu, this person sat down v'kamitbach, and he was resting on malay, and then he was ready to get up, and he said to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbeisi, dolly, pick it up with me and help me out and do teina on malay. And Rabbi Shmuel Rabbeisi didn't want to help him out as he was a zaka ve'ilin fichvaydoi, and therefore he said kamashavin, how much is the value of this package? Amalein responded, Palgadazuzai, that's worth a half a zuz. So Yavli Palgadazuzai of Afgrei. So Shmuel Brabisi gave this person a half a zuz, and therefore he acquired this bundle of wood from him. And the Maisa of Rabbi Shmuel Brabisi was going to leave the wood there, and he didn't want other people to be Ivan Zela, and therefore he was mafka the wood. Hadazachbu, but this person saw that Rabbi Shmuel Brabisi was mafkrit, and therefore once again he was Zecha in the wood. He once again asked Rabbi Shmuel Brabisi to help him lift up the wood, and once again, Hadayavli Palgadazuzai. Rabbi Shmuel Brabisi once again gave him a half a zuz, and then was mafkrit once again. And then Chazir have a kabbalah mehadel miskei behu, and then he saw that this owner was going to once again be zeicha and be koina this bundle of wood, and he would have to do this once again. Therefore, on Malay, so Rabbi Shmuel Brabisi said, "Lekuli amakrinu ulechalei afkrinu." That although I was mafkrit to everyone else in the world, but it wasn't mafkrit for you, and you can't take it. And the Gemara asks, "We have a hefka kai gavna? Is this a valid form of hefka?" But tonight we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Peah and also in Mishnah Masechtas Idyas, Beishamei Oymim Hefka Laniyim Hefka. Now, although Beishamei hold that if someone has produce and he's mafkrit only Taniyim, it's considered a valid Hefka, and therefore he'll be potter from Maisa, and anyone that is kind of these periods and this produce from Hefka will also be potter from Maisa. However, Beisala Oymim Ein Hefka Achi Hefka Laniyim Lashiyim Kishmita, that the only way that something could become properly Hefka is only if you mafkrit both Taniyim and Ashirim, as we learned this out from the Din of Shmita. And therefore, Hakra Bishmol Bebesi say that it was mafkrit to everyone else, but not to you, as l'chir, if you're not mafka l'kuli amma, that's not considered a valid form of hefka. And the Gemara answered, El Rabbi Shmuel Barbesi, l'kuli amma afkrinu. Really, Rabbi Shmuel Barbesi was mafka to everyone, over mulsa ba'amma hud ukbe, and he just gave him an excuse, and it was a way to push him off, that this person shouldn't once again go and be kind to his bundle of wood. And the Gemara continued and asked on the story of Rabbi Shmuel Barbesi, zok ben l'fich faydehava, l'maisa Rabbi Shmuel Barbesi was a tam chacham, and it was in l'fich faydeh, and therefore, why did he have to pay this person off if he was potter from prika to ina? And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shmuel Barbisi, l'fnim Meshur Sadin, Udavin, that in the Chanam, Rabbi Shmuel Barbisi was going l'fnim Meshur Sadin, the Tan Rabbi Yisif, as Rabbi Yisif taught us from a Braisa, that the Pasuk says in Pashas Yisrael, that Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, v'zat esem, esachukim v'esatayris, that you will go and teach the Yidin, chukim and tayris, and all the mitzvahs, v'adatl masaderach yel chuba, v'samaisa sheyasun, and then you will show them and lead them the proper way that they should go, and the maisim that they should do. Rabbi Yisif brought a Braisa that states, by the fact that the Pasuk says that you should make known to them zeb beis chayim. This is referring to making sure that they could earn a panasa and they could earn a livelihood, and that's why the pasuk says vaydat lehem, you should make known to them something that's relevant to them. And Rashi states zeb beis chayim lumen lehem umnois lespanes by the chukas v'tayrus ksiv bereisha dekra, and certainly this can't be talking about mitzvahs and the Torah, because that already is stated at the beginning of the pasuk, and as the pasuk stated v'zatim esem esachukim v'satayrus. Ayin the Bach, who asked in Rashi from Rashi Maseches Baba Kama daf kuf, that explained that the word beis chayim is referring to Talmud Torah b'tzarach biyar. The Brisa continues, when the pasuk says esaderach zu gmilas chasadim, that refers to gmilas chasad. When the pasuk says yelchu zabikachayim, that refers to going to be mivakachayla. Ba zu kfura, ba refers to going and burying someone. Vesamaisa zeadin, maisa refers that klai social follow dinei Torah. And when the pasuk says eshiyasun zu lefnim mishur sedin, that's telling us that you have to go lefnim mishur sedin. And ayin tesis in maseches baba kama daf tzadik tes, that discusses this Brisa further. However, our Gemara Gemara continues and goes through this brisa. Amar, we just learned Yelchu Zabikacholim, that the word Yelchu teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to teach Klal Yisrael to do Bikacholim, and the Gemara asks, Hainu Gemilas Chasadim, L'chari, that's included in Gemilas Chasadim, and therefore it's included in the words as Haderech, and the Gemara answers, L'nitzcha El Ben Giloy, the brisa is being mechadish to us that even if someone is the Ben Giloy and he was born in the same mazel as his friend, and his friend is sick, and the Gemara tells us that when you go to visit someone that's your Ben Giloy, then you neitel echos b'shishim from his chayla, and you take 1/60th of his sickness away from that person, and you actually take that sickness, and you will be in danger that you will become sick. If the pasuk would only tell us the din of gemilas chesed, we may think that you're not chayev to go and be mevaka chayla in a case of Ben Giloy kamash one, that you're still going to be chayev to do so. Da'amamar Ben Giloy neitel echos b'shishim b'chayev va'filu hachim b'boyle lemez l'gabei, and even so he has to go and be mevaka chayla. And the Gemara continued, Ba Zukfura, we stated that the word Ba comes to teach us that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael that they should go and bury people, and they should do Chesed Shel Emes, and the Gemara is Haidu Gemilas Chasadim, once again, the Kvur should be included in Gemilas Chasadim, and the Gemara answers, Le Nitzcha El Zakav Ein Lefi Chvaydai, that the Torah is teaching us that Zakav Ein Lefi Chvaydai is still Chayiv to do Kvura, and the Gemara continues, Ashi Yasin Zul Lefni Meshur Sedin, the Gemara tells us, Amr Rabbi Echanan, as Rabbi Echanan taught us, Lechav Yishlaim El Ashadanu Ba Din Torah, that the reason why Yishlaim was destroyed is because their judgments were based on Din Torah, and the Gemara is, that how can you say that's a problem, and Adila De Megizas L'dayinu, do you think that we should go and judge an unfair judgment? And as Rashi says, Bitmiya, do you think we should go and force people to do things and we should judge out of fear and out of strength? Certainly we should judge a Din Torah. The Gemara explains, Ela Ema Shamidu Dineim al Din Torah v'lay Avdu Lefnei Moshe Zedin, that the Churban occurred because people followed the letter of the law and they didn't go beyond the letter of the law and they didn't go Lefnei Moshe Zedin. And Taisus points out, Lo Charva V'im Taima D'Biyuma Ama M'Pnei Sinas Chinam, that the Gemara in Yuma tells us that the Churban Abayis happened because of Sinas Chinam. Taisus says it happened because of sin eschinim, and it also occurred because they didn't act lefnei moshe zedin. And l'chari, it's clear that there is a connection between judging someone lefnei moshe zedin and doing something lefnei moshe zedin and the concept of sin eschinim. And the Mishnah begins, Ezehi aveda, what is considered an aveda, and when do you know that something is lost, and therefore there's a chiyuv hashavas aveda? Matzah chamar a par roim b'derech inzu aveda. If someone finds a donkey or a cow that's pasturing along a road, that is not considered aveda, as likely the owner left it there midas, and therefore you shouldn't go and take it, and you should specifically leave it there in order that the owner comes back and takes his parah or takes his chamara. However, chamara v'kelev hafuchin, if you find a donkey and its instruments and its equipment is turned over, and for example the wagon that's attached to the chamara is turned over, and similarly parah ratsu bein akramim, or you found a cow where it's running between the vineyard wildly and therefore it could get hurt, certainly the bailim must have not left it in that manner, and it must be the harezu aveda, that it is something that was lost, and therefore you'd have an obligation of hashavas aveda. And the Mishnah continues, if Reuven found an aveda, chziru barcha, and then he returns it to Shimon and it runs away once again, and then chziru barcha, and then he returns it once again and runs away again, afilu above chamisha pamim chayiv lachzira, and even if this occurs 4 or 5 times, they'll still be obligated to return it. Shenema hashiv teshivim, as the pasuk says, the double lashon of hashiv teshivim. And Taisus Shans points out, lek lakshuye, you can't ask a question that chamisha machzirim above miboyi, that if the Mishnah teaches us they have to return it on the 5th time, then certainly you have to return it on the 4th time. And why did the Mishnah use the lashon of afilu above chamisha pamim? And he explains the orchi the tanehachi above the chamisha could ami inchi vuhadin afilu tuva could aminu breish mefanin. And this is a normal way for the Gemara, and therefore it's not something that would be shver. And some explain that the reason why there are many times when the Gemara uses the lashon above the chamisha is because it's trying to use the lashon of Torah, where the Torah says that a person that steals an animal and is tvachim mechari that he's chayav to pay above the chamisha, and therefore we borrow this lashon from the Torah. And the Mishnah continues, hey bottle misela lo yomelei tenli sela. That if a person is about to pick up an aveda and he knows that during this period of time he'd be able to earn a sela, he can't go back to the owner of the aveda and say that you owe me a sela, and he could only be reimbursed for the amount that he would get if he would be a regular payal and he would be earning minimum wage. As Rashi explains, because the person that lost the aveda will say to him, if you do your actual work, then you would have more tercha, and therefore you would get paid a sela. But the maisa achshav lifim ashtrachtatol, the maisa, you didn't do a major work over here and you just picked up the aveda, and for that type of work you only earn minimum wage, and therefore you wouldn't be able to get paid and reimbursed more than the standard minimum wage. However, the Mishnah continues and tells us, in Yesham Bezin, Reuven really wants to work and wants to make a full seller, and the maisa, he doesn't want to go and pick up this aveda and earn minimum wage. So the maisa, what is the eitzah? And the Mishnah tells us that if there are 3 people there, then he could form a bezin, and masim b'fnei bezin, he'll make a tzai in front front of this bezdin that he formed of three people. As Rashi says, he will inform them, Shani mistaka kach v'kach, that my standard wage is X amount, v'yefshili batal lito schar mu'ud, and I don't want to be mevatel in order to take something which is less than that, and he oshiv im taimu she'etel schar mishalim, and l'maisa, I will pick up this aveda if you tell me that I'll be able to reimburse for my full value and for the full seller. And the Mishnah tells us, im ein sham bezdin, and if he doesn't have three people there, and he couldn't form a bezdin, b'fnei mi yisna, so who should he make a tanya from? And the Gemara says, Einachanami, he wouldn't have to make a tanya, and he shaloi kledim, and therefore he wouldn't have to return his aveda, as ultimately he will be losing money. And as we said at the top of the Amid, that the pasuk says, lo yeh b'chal evin, and Rabbi Yehuda taught us in the name of Rav, the shalcha kledim shalcha adam, and we will stop over here.